American Manganese Inc., a company out front in the billion-dollar potential of recycling lithium-ion batteries. The patented Recyclico process is a proven solution, putting American Manganese in a prime position to capture a huge market share of the battery recycling market. Lithium-ion battery recycling has been brought to you by American Manganese Inc., U.S. trading symbol AMYZF, and in Canada, AMY. The preceding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Goldman Sachs, once upon a time an investment bank that was known as very successful, also associated with piracy, which was said with a smile. However, during the crisis of 2008-2009, it converted to a bank in some fashion that it's important to regulators. I mention all this because since at least 2008-2009, to my view, Goldman Sachs has been keen on government approval in some fashion, regulation or politicians or, in this case, legislation. I welcome John Tamney, who's the editor of Real Clear Markets and the author most recently of When Politicians Panicked, The New Coronavirus, Expert Opinion, and a Tragic Lapse of Reason. We come now to the most recent event for Goldman Sachs, which is an unhappy remark following the inability of the Democratic majority in the Senate to vote on Build Back Better, let alone pass, to vote on. John, a very good evening to you. I saw the headline in Bloomberg at that moment where Goldman Sachs was unhappy that Build Back Better was not going to be signed into law by the president before Christmas. And I puzzled, what does Goldman Sachs care about the federal government's funding of all of these programs? Are they involved in child care? Are they in some fashion involved in all of these said to be entitlements? Does Goldman Sachs earn money? I thought, no, that's not capitalism. Capitalism is about finding mispriced areas of the economy and taking advantage of it. So your essay in Forbes helped me understand that Goldman Sachs is not my memory. It's changed in some important fashion. First of all, what did Goldman Sachs say, and what is your measure of why they were worried about Build Back Better? Good evening to you, John.
Well, it's a great question. Goldman Sachs, of course, makes its money by, as you allude, relentlessly pushing wealth to a higher use through investment and skillfully investing precious wealth. And so when I read this, that Goldman Sachs thought that failure to pass a Build Back Better would weaken the economy, I thought, there's a big separation inside this bank because the economics department essentially buys into a measure, gross domestic product, that does in fact increase the more that government spends. But as logic dictates, government only has money to consume, only has wealth to allocate insofar as the growth has already occurred, as in its spending capacity is a function of economic growth. To pretend then that government spending expands it is a monument to double counting. And really disappointing that Goldman Sachs would embrace what is so visibly and logically untrue.
Has it changed, John? Is this a different culture than my memory of the 20th century? Is Goldman Sachs an avatar for something like a government subsidy?
I don't think so. I think Goldman Sachs has always been this way. Let's be clear. I was coming on your show back then, and we know that Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley were both bailed out. No bank goes to the Fed in search of dollars unless they have run out of private funding options. And so they were bailed out. And so it's easy to make that obvious connection. But Goldman Sachs as an investment bank has always swung left. And it's certainly always had an economics department, at least in modern times. And what do economists believe? Economists generally believe that government spending stimulates economic growth. By definition, it's an economic somnolent. The political allocation of wealth versus private allocation always fails. But this is something that I think has been believed inside the bank for quite some time.
The Build Back Better bill, like a lot of other bills that we've had the last few years, is meant to answer the emergency of the pandemic in some fashion. Goldman Sachs, does it believe that the that the government funding of these bills, the stimulus package, the infrastructure, is going to lead to growth? Because we can demonstrate now that it's led to inflation, which is not growth.
I think it's economists do, because it's economists believe that GDP is a reliable measure of economic growth, and probably in GDP terms, the economy grows. Now, again, logic dictates that if Nancy Pelosi and Marco Rubio and Kevin McCarthy and Chuck Schumer are allocating precious resources, as a rule, that's going to be a negative for the economy. So I think its economists believe it. I think what would be interesting is to go to its investment bankers, who are very skillful at merging companies, at funding companies. What do they believe? Is the economy made better off if Nancy Pelosi substitutes herself in for their best investment bankers? Something tells me they might have a different point of view, but they're not the ones making these public calls.
It might be my education, John. I might have misunderstood Goldman Sachs, because the cynics have said over the last centuries, the way to get really rich is real estate. And the way to get real estate really rich is to have, what you'd have to say, good relations with the federal government, with the government in your own state, with the government in your city. Is Goldman Sachs the product of government subsidies, government favors, government influence? Is that would explain certain this prejudice towards more government programming?
I don't think so. I really think, having spent not a lot of years there, but 3 or 4 years there, I've never been around more talented people. Now, did I agree with all of them politically? No, but the vast majority of people I ran into didn't have strong political views one way or the other. They were good at allocating wealth.
Right.
And so to me, the best way to make money, yeah, real estate doesn't hurt, but the best way to make money is to allocate, is to invest, and to invest skillfully. And I don't think you can become the investment bank that Goldman became and still is with a bunch of favors from government. That is the path to slower growth. I think probably the question that always needs to be asked is, imagine where Goldman would be if government stayed out of commerce, how much more prosperous it would be if it didn't have to waste precious resources on lobbying government, on staying on good terms with government. But this is what all investment banks do, and it's what they've always done. We don't have to like it. My guess is Goldman doesn't like it, but this is the way the world works.
One lesson that I learned from 2008, 2009, and John and I were in the trenches. We remember it vividly. One lesson I learned is that government is not a good picker of winners. I think the fancy word is misallocates. Does Goldman Sachs know that? Do they understand that the evidence is there in 8 and 9, government makes poor choices?
I really believe that if you went to the top investment bankers and institutional and traders and all that at the firm, I think they would agree with you 100%. Why is Goldman Sachs so prosperous? Why does it routinely attract the best people? Because it's among the best investors the world has ever known. That hasn't changed. They can't not know what we know, that government can't be an investor simply because government can't have failures. Goldman Sachs lives in the world of funding intrepid ideas that don't always succeed. So I think they do know that. But this is the world we live in. Goldman Sachs didn't create it. But Goldman Sachs must work within it. And we know that politicians, if you're a successful business, you must pay a tithe to government in one way or the other. We've seen this countless times. Let's not blame Goldman Sachs for human nature, as I see it.
Final detail. It is possible that Goldman Sachs wanted to in some way demonstrate its sympathy with the administration, knowing that the bill was not going to pass. Are they cynical enough, John, to make gestures?
That wouldn't surprise me. That's a great way of looking at it. It would not surprise me that there are times when you can make a gesture that you know is costless. Let's face it, how many people came out in public and criticized Goldman Sachs for saying Build Back Better would actually laughably stimulate the economy? I know Charlie Gasparino did. I know that I did.
Yeah.
It was not as though they took a huge reputational hit for this. They're still Goldman Sachs.
Yeah.
A few people on the outside said, hey, this is bad news. But come on, good gesture, as you allude.
John Tamney of Real Clear Markets. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.